This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, Springfield, Massachusetts versus the FDA. But first, to our friend from the world of business, Joe Nocera, executive editor of Fortune magazine, who joins us from Amherst, Massachusetts. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Let me ask you about, there was some good news on the economic front this week. The economy seems to be growing a bit faster than had been predicted, an annual rate, I guess, of 3.1%, not the 2.9% that had been projected. The best numbers we're told since the third quarter of last year. What's the cause, do you think?
You can put some of it on the war, certainly, or the war, the aftermath of the war, with there's a lot of spending going on with Bechtel and Halliburton and so on. I mean, and military spending. I mean, there's no question that's had an effect. But more, it's, you know, the stock market has had a terrific 6 months. And in some ways, that's been a predictor, I think, that business is starting to finally turn around. And profits are up. And inventory is down, and companies are starting. Finally, we've been talking about this for 3 years, that the day would have to come when companies are starting, would finally have to spend money again. And it looks like it may well be that day is here. In fact, people are predicting that the next couple of quarters, growth could accelerate even more.
What about the job front? Has there been growth there at the same time?
No. I mean, that's the big problem. They're calling it the jobless recovery. And President Bush has somewhat consistently said that his first economic priority is to get the unemployment rate lower and get more people back to work. But so far, not much has happened on that front. And people who have been out of work for a long time continue to be out of work. And it is the most painful part of this economy right now.
The news about economic growth, though it may not necessarily be joined to news about growth of jobs, does seem to be in contrast to news on the deficit, which just seems to be growing larger.
Well, that's right. I mean, this week, the Congressional Budget Office basically anticipated that the deficit would be close to $500 billion. And the truth of the matter is, if you extrapolate over the next decade, they and most other observers are not seeing much of a dent in that annual deficit, really, for quite a while. It's pretty horrifying. But there is a huge connection here between what's going on in the economy and what's going on with the deficit. And that is to say that as much as the tax cuts have affected the deficit, and they certainly have, and as much as the war has affected the deficit, and it certainly has, nothing affects a deficit more than whether an economy is growing or not growing. You know, during the Clinton years, we had a surplus, and the most important reason we had a surplus is because the economy was growing like crazy. You know, Bush has been saddled with a very tough economy. He's exacerbated it with his tax cut. And the thing that could bail him out with the deficit problem he now faces is a fast-growing economy.
As I don't have to tell you, Joe, there are people who believe that deficits are really not dangerous, at least in the short term, that in fact they can have the ultimate effect of stimulating spending.
In the short term, most of the time, the deficit's not a big problem. The worry is that the world would wake up someday and say, oh my God, America can't afford to pay its deficit because it's become $5, $6, $7, $8 trillion. And that will cause people to stop buying our bonds. That will cause inflation to go up. It might cause the government to decide to print more money to make up the deficit. I mean, you can envision all these bad things happening. And then the biggest bad thing of all is that we are going to come to a point in the not too distant future where the baby boomers are going to retire en masse. And suddenly there's going to be huge demands for government services, government money, and so on. And then the question becomes, who's going to pay for it? And that's always the question and always the worry when you're building up a deficit.
Our children, right?
Our children, our grandchildren. But the problem with outlining this disaster scenario is we're really treading into the realm of the unknown. I mean, people, you just cannot predict where a deficit's going to go at any given moment.
Joe, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Joe Nocera is executive editor of Fortune magazine.